morning, everybody. It's 6:58 a.m. and Joseph and I are running late to the pub. My dumbass left my phone on the charger because I forgot to charge it last night and I passed out right when I got home. So we got on the freeway, got an exit down. Whole plan was he was to be here at 6:15, so he'd be at the pub early to set up the audio equipment so we could start fucking recording the game. But this jackass fucked up and left it.
He's not pointing at me.
Yeah, this is me. If there were a camera on me, we'd reflect into myself. So today we take on Stoke Rugby Club. We would be Arsenal. Stoke Rugby Club would be the cunts from the north of Stoke. Stoke of Kent, Stoke of Trent. What the fuck? What is that place called? Do you even know? No clue. So, Joseph, how do you feel about this game? And hopefully we'll see no legs broken. Hopefully we'll see cunts' faces smashed. And hopefully Tony Pulis won't run after us with his fucking dicks swinging between his legs and chasing us with an angry red-faced twat.
Yeah, well, we knew that they're going to clog the midfield. They've apparently reduced the size of the pitch to not allow us to go too wide, keep us compact, and cut off our passing lanes and just kill our style of play. Starting lineup was...
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen any lineups yet. So that's pretty poor preparation on my part. Go ahead.
I think we've got Benayoun. Robin.
Okay.
And who else is up front?
Theo.
Trevino. Theo's still...
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Theo's out. He was out for a while. Okay. So it's quite likely we'll be seeing Ox as a sub today because our rotation there is a little bit more slender, less to pick from.
Yeah, and I was surprised to see Scalacci on the bench, but I don't see Johan's name, so I don't know if Johan picked up an injury.
Constant croc.
I don't know, but that's a little worrying to have as our backup against a team that's going to be really physical against Vermaelen and Koscielny.
It always seems that the couple times that Scalacci has been on the bench that he's had to come on. Every fucking time that we're short at the back. Oh, it's like, oh, we got Scalacci. Well, thankfully we're okay. It's going to be...
We won't need him.
And now, and Koscielny has been nursing a knock or whatever. So, watch. 10 minutes in. All right, I'm sorry to be... I'm not being negative, but I'm saying it wouldn't surprise me...
To see Scalacci today.
If 10 minutes in... Oh, please not Vermaelen. Actually, or Koscielny. None of them. None of them. Anyone will come off and we'll have to fucking bring on the squid. Squidbilly Scalacci. You ever seen Squidbillies?
No.
Oh, well, you gotta check that out. Adult Swim. Check it out. Fucking weird white trash squids. It's a fucking crazy shit. These guys must have been high as fuck when they write this shit. I actually want to go hang out with them and smoke some weed with them, but that's an entirely different subject.
You know, a thought on Scalacci, you know, I hear a couple different things. I thought he had a 2-year contract, but I hear he had a 3-year contract.
Three-year contract.
I can't believe that. I can't believe we have another year unless we can get rid of him.
No, I
don't see that we can get rid of him.
Well, you know what? He's going to have to fucking, like, unless he's a bitch like Almunia and just wants to fucking wear it out. Well, look, man, you gotta have some semblance of pride as a footballer. And if you're not gonna fucking play a game at all, if you play 2-3 matches, like, if you stick around, you're just a fucking bitch because you wanna stick around and, like, make that money.
And worse is that he's gotten no games all year, maybe 5 games, I don't know.
3?
Maybe 10 coming off of for injuries. And he can't be sharp either. There's no way to be sharp, so he's only gonna look worse when he comes on.
Yeah, it's impossible to play and look good without a run of form. That's why we saw, like, the one time that Giroud has looked good was last season when he had a run of games.
He played
Koscielny all the time, and all of a sudden he looked like a fucking, maybe not world class, but a decent, legitimate
center back.
Yeah, well, he was a decent third option at center back at that time. And with Koscielny going through his growing pains, he looked like the better center back sometimes out of the two.
Yeah, he did. I thought we did pretty good with injuries for a while, but lately, for the last few months, that defense is just one by one. It went from having no fullbacks to we have 4 fullbacks, and now we have 2 and Scalacci fit for center backs.
All right, that's been enough previewing because I just realized the match has already started because we're about to get off the freeway and we're fucking running late due to my dumbass. So, quickly, Joseph, score prediction for today up at Stoke Rugby Club on their small pitch where the fucking Neanderthals roam free and the, I don't know, what's a good, give me the, finish this fucking line. Give me something.
I don't have anything, but...
son of a bitch.
2-0 the Arsenal.
2-0 up the arse? Yeah. I say 2 is about enough. If you try to go for more than 2 up the arse, it's a little crowded down there. Anyways, I will say 2-1 up the arse because they'll still forget a fucking header.
No, and we'll clean sheet.
Clean sheet? Clean sheet. All right, fuck it. Road, clean sheet. Vermaelen to score and Van Persie to score. Who's going to score for you?
I will say...
And don't pick the same because then at least one of us can get it fucking right.
I'm going to pick Gervinho.
Yeah, Gervinho.
For the brace.
Gervinho braced. Breakout brace for the Gervinho. Five head, four head, double head.
Yeah.
I will go with Vermaelen scoring on a marauding run and Robin scoring on a great assist by a fucking mazy run from Gervinho to the byline, cutting it back to him to put it in.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, we've seen it before. I'd love to see it more. I'd love to see it again. All right, guys. We'll come back to chat after the match. I just realized something as we're getting there. I fucking checked the lineups as the game starts, and I noticed that Ramsey is playing for the first time at Stoke since he got his leg fucking broken. So, Ramsey to score a goal today. Not for Vermaelen. If it's 3, it'll be Vermaelen, Ramsey, and Van Persie. I think Gervinho's going to be a big player. Ramsey's been on the verge. He's been working too hard, but this means too much for him for this match today. So, I expect to see Ramsey at least do something. The vital assist... Or to score the goal up at Stoke because it'll be vindication. It'll be the perfect thing.
Slap his leg.
And he'll slap his leg and flip off Tony Pulis and punch Ryan Shawcross right in his fucking cunty face. And that's the kind of shit I want to see. So hopefully that's what we get. And beautiful things. All right, so we're about to walk into the pub. And of course, because Joseph predicted a clean sheet, fucking Crouchy got his nachos and scored a fucking goal already. And here's the one thing about Joseph. He is terribly superstitious, like a fucking pitcher, and he thinks because whenever he goes to the pub, we lose. Maybe it'll keep happening, maybe not. Today is the fucking day that shit reverse jinx, okay? This shit is not going to happen. When we walk into the pub, Arsenal are going to come. Yeah, let's walk in backwards. All right, we're going to walk in backwards right now. We're walking backwards. Here he goes. Walking backwards. This is reverse fucking jinx because we're not going to do this shit. All right. All right, so... We've just left the pub, Fox and Hounds of Studio City.
Never going back.
Never going back, says Joseph. Hold on. This is an improvement, right? We didn't lose this time.
We saw a Newcastle draw another time. Every other time, no better than a draw.
All right, baby steps.
No better than a draw.
Walk before you run, all right? This is a draw. And not only that, they were losing when you got there.
I saw a win. I saw an Henry... 90th minute win. 3 points. I got to celebrate. Got to talk shit.
Maybe it's a sign.
I wave my hands in the air.
Maybe it's a sign that you should move to San Diego when I move to San Diego next year. Think about it. Get out of your fucking condo, buy a house in San Diego. We'll start our empire.
Right. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
I love it down there.
I love whales' vaginas. I don't know if I can fill them, but, you know, we'll see what we can do. We can work on it. Things are going to blow up. Hope we get big enough to where we can fill that hole.
Right. Fill the hole. Overall, the game. Your thoughts on the game?
I think it was good. I think we, here's the thing. All right, we didn't win, but when we went into the bar, we were losing 1-0. Arsenal won the part of the match that we were in there.
Yeah, we're 1-0.
We walked into the bar backwards, and no sooner was that done, I didn't have time to break out my shit or record anything. Fucking Robin gets the goal to tie it up. So, in that sense, at least. They had a winning time when you were there. It's my fault. I'll take the blame because I was the dumb fuck who wasn't ready on time and then left my cell phone at the fucking house.
You owe everybody 2 points.
I owe everybody 2 points and 2 pints.
Right.
The pint owes you 2 points and 2 pints. Collectible later at a later date when I get to a restaurant that will sponsor my tab, and then I will give away as many pints as I can because right now I ain't got that long dollar, son. I don't have that shit. The funds are not available. Anyways, we'll come back to wrap this up and talk a little more about this in a few. I got business to handle in Eagle Rock. I don't know if you know what goes down on Eagle Rock, but I need to go use my prescription for something right now. I'll talk to you guys later. So we're in the car. I'm with Joseph. We're on our way back to my hood in the Pasadena area. I've learned this is not let's not get too open with the disclosure around here, but I was looking for a place to live in San Diego because I was considering moving down there, and we were just talking about a couple things about how, like, you know, I found the guy. It seemed like a perfect situation. He was an Irish dude. He loves football. You know, he's gonna watch all the Champions Leagues. I was gonna come over to watch the games and all this kind of shit. Meet him one night, and then we talk a little bit. And I tell him about the website and the podcast and all that. I was like, and then he tells me he's a Liverpool fan. And I was like, well, you might not want to listen to the first podcast, because all Joseph and I did was just talk a lot of shit on dirty little Liverpool. We just checked the score of the game, and the wee ones from Liverpool are winning 2-0. So, you know, you always got to be careful. These guys are all fucking cunts. Also, by the way, if you've never driven in L.A., it's full of selfish, twatty douchebags. And I've been trying to fucking, like, not let them get to me, but, like, really? Learn how to fucking drive, you dumb cunt! Sorry, I'm trying to bring positive energy, but this is some fucking people. If this were me, I'd pull an aggressive maneuver, but Joseph is much more even-keeled than I am. You know, it's probably the wise way to go about it. But, yeah, so anyways, that guy ended up calling me back, telling me that, oh, you know what, I have a friend coming over from Ireland that's going to take the spot. He's probably lying to me. He probably listened to the fucking podcast.
He's going to eat the $800 a month or whatever yeah. It was.
He's like, ah, fuck it.
It's not worth it.
These motherfuckers don't like Liverpool. What? Oh, my accent.
That's not bad.
Was that okay? Sometimes I can channel it for like a second or two, and then it reverses to something else. Hey, I know how to fucking drive, you fucking dick. Sorry. I have a little bit of L.A. in me, too. Born and raised. It's one of those things. Like, it's like being Scouse. You can't help but steal shit, you know? Oh, why is it so much fun to take the piss out of Liverpool?
No, I enjoy it though a lot.
All right, let's keep it going then. Fuck them. Fuck those Scouse cunts. All right, so they're gonna say, "Oh, the season's saved. We're beating Norwich 2-0."
Yeah,
so,
they might finish above if they hadn't if they don't get the 3 points and Norwich might pull it out. Then I think Norwich will be above them too in the table, which would be great.
I wish more people in fucking Liverpool would pull out, so we'd have less of those motherfuckers populating the earth. Oh man, but on to better things. Let's talk
about fucking condoms, would you?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Christ. You fucking love hoodwinking some shit. Those things are little, they're easy. You open the box, you take them out. I'm sure plenty of you have done it. Well, actually, no, probably not. You could definitely do it as a fucking kid. You could steal these condoms. It's not hard. It's not difficult to fucking just slip your hand in there, pull out one of those shiny little wrappers and stick that shit in your pocket. But instead you'd rather bareback this shit like the fucking Mexicans, and it's cause they're fucking Catholic. That's it. Now we're really going to piss some people off. All right, I come from a Mexican Catholic family. Well, not my immediate... Well, it is my immediate family, but not in my household. Not particularly practicing. But my father is the oldest of 10, and there's a reason for that. Because the fucking Catholic Church wants to populate the fucking world with more Catholics. Right. They know they can't convert people to their... Well, all right, let's I don't want to turn everybody against me today, but, you know, there's a reason why these religions, like Catholicism and especially like Mormonism, encourage having 10 children.
Right, you gotta because, have more people, because, more followers, because, more people donating.
Right, sure. And it's a lot easier to brainwash people if you have them from birth instead of trying to convert them once they have some fucking common sense. So, let's fuck this conversation where it's going, because it's only going to get me in trouble. So let's go back to football.
Unfollow
now. If you don't like this kind of talk, please unfollow me, because this is what you're going to hear. And if you don't like it, I will gladly piss you off. So feel free to continue, otherwise, because this is the kind of shit you're going to get. The Morning Pint and the Pintcast and everything that else that is to follow that is going to be underneath our label, our brand, and everything that we're doing, we don't pull fucking punches. There's no bullshit. There's no filters. There's no censors. If I offend you, great. Then don't listen. All you have to do is turn this shit off. You should have clicked off fucking 10 minutes ago if you didn't like this shit. If you're a Liverpool fan, you don't like it, me talking shit, it's okay, because I don't just talk shit about Liverpool.
No.
We're equal opportunity. Like, just the way Liverpool fans are equal opportunity racist, we're equal opportunity fucking haters. So we're going to hate on every team, every group, every ethnicity that we can. Let's make fun of our own fucking people. We're with the LA Gooners right now. They're all good friends of mine, but you know what they are? Well, no. Everyone today was pretty cool.
Everyone today
was really good. We had a decent crowd, and we had a good energy to the crowd. Sometimes it's full of a few more little snarky little bitches sometimes. And there's a reason why Arsenal fans get a fucking bad rap. It's because a lot of them are too busy fucking drinking their coffee and posting photos to Instagram of what the fucking their meal is. And I'm not going to name any names, Chris Taronia. And I'm just kidding. I love you, Chris. But I'm saying that, like, you know, that's the vibe that people get from us. That, oh, we're too busy doing this or that. And, like, no, like, to be perfectly honest, I remember an event, and this is exactly where it stuck out of my mind, was when... Let's pull up right here. When we went to go do an event at the Home Depot Center, which we'll be doing again to watch Thierry Henry next week handle business against my LA Galaxy. I'm so torn. Like, I'm an Henry fan no matter what. So I root for Henry to score, but Galaxy to win a 6-goal shootout or a 5-goal. 3-2 to the Galaxy.
There's a playoff in MLS. They'll still get in and they can make a run.
Exactly. It's all good. So I'll still be rooting for LA Galaxy, but I want to see an Henry goal. Put some beautiful shit. The last time that that Joseph and I were there, some big shit went down. It was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it was. I'm trying to remember that match.
Well, I remember that. Well, okay, the one thing that we saw right in front of us, Henry took the ball down with close control. He never let it hit the ground. He started accelerating and sprinting while tapping the ball to himself before letting it hit the ground. He was like, oh, fuck. This is vintage Henry. So.
Yeah, the year before when I went and watched him against Chivas, Dax McCarty from the Red Bulls.
Dax.
One single-handedly ruined a whole match for me, so I hate that bastard.
Well, I fucking hate his parents for ever bringing that name Dax into existence. Anyone whose name is Dax or fucking, what is it, Chaz or, like, you know, or anything of that.
My dad's
that
name is Chaz.
Well,
I'm
then,
just kidding.
I was like, well, that explains a lot, Joseph. That explains a lot. But anyways, we've left the pub. Arsenal drew 1-1 with Stoke Rugby Club. It was a hard-fought battle. You can't fault them for the spirit. Yeah. It was a point earned. It gets us one step closer to sealing third place. Neither of the teams behind us can catch us if we win our last two matches.
If we win, it's ours.
If we win, it's ours. Yeah. So what can you ask for? We have two fucking bottom half of the table teams. West Brom, who are comfortable on the last day, won't be fighting for survival.
Norwich won't be
fighting either. So let's fucking stick it to these cunts. Or no, they're not even cunts. They're okay. I don't need to call everyone a cunt. Just everyone that deserves it. So
yeah, they're fine. We just need to win.
And so went out our last two games, and we're sealed, dealed, and ready to win the Champions League next year. I also made a wager. If you guys didn't hear it, it was on through the World Football Daily Network. It's the Blue Collar Podcast. If you go to iTunes and look up their free club plug
podcast.
There's a little verbal dyslexia going on there. I said what, like a plug. Club podcasts. If you check out their pub podcasts, club podcasts through iTunes, you will hear and see a delicious wager I made with James Cranford of World Football Daily. The wager was, he was trying to get me, he was like, if Chelsea win the fucking Champions League, you'll cut your hair. And I was like, listen, man, I don't make good wagers over shit clubs, okay? So let's do something. Here's what we'll do. If Arsenal do not win a trophy next year, if they do not break their title drought, I will cut my hair.
Wow.
We will fucking buzz my head on camera, live on Battle Cam, and we will buzz my head for Locks for Love, and I'll donate my hair to charity, to someone in need can have my beautiful, long, flowing, girly locks, and they can make a nice little fucking, I don't know, they can make a nice little wig out of it. Maybe I'll see it on a large ethnic woman's head later. I'm like, God damn it, this wasn't where it was supposed to go. I don't know. But whatever, it'll go to a good place, go to a good cause. You know, we'll give it away, we'll pay it forward. Good energy, give it to fucking people. But Arsenal, I went out on the line, I said Arsenal will win the title. I think they're going to win the title next year. And if not that, I think they're winning the Champions League. I really think we're finally going to win one of those two next season. How do you feel about that, Joseph?
Well, that's a pretty bold prediction.
It is, but
it is a good wager.
But I mean, even
hope after another summer of activity, yeah.
we'll
be able to jettison the eight players I think that need to go,
right,
and bring in four or five real quality players.
Right. Well, four or five real quality players. Bring them in, two or three. I really don't think it'll be four or five, but I'd like to see it. We are going to see it clear out this summer. And if we secure third place, which means automatic qualification for the Champions League, there's no bullshit.
There's no waiting until August 31st to spend money.
And there's no RVP waiting because we're not sure we have enough Champions League football. It's everything will fall into place as long as we get third. We'll have a good summer, the best summer we've had in years, of getting shit together. Hopefully no fucking injuries at the Euros. but that's definitely not going to happen. Diaby came on again, and he looked like he got injured at the
I heard he looked like he got injured. I was like, oh, God.
I just saw him, like, hobble. Like, of course, the first time he does the thing that he does best, like, Murad pass players.
Yeah.
Pushing through the Driving through the midfield. Thomas! Okay, that's a different moment. But channeling that. But, yeah, Diaby, the permacroc, we got to fucking send him to the glue factory, I'm sorry to say.
I know, man, he's done. I think someone made a great point on Twitter, I don't remember who it was, that at this point, we all remember what he could be, and we haven't seen it for so long, I'm not sure we remember what that is. You know, a guy who can take the ball through the midfield, we saw one run, takes the ball through the midfield, but then, you know...
Pulls up lame.
Yeah.
So who knows? But anyways... Thank you guys for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at Morning Pints and at I Hate Your Club. If you have any feedback, feel free to let me know. Feel free to talk shit, do whatever. Also, we'll be broadcasting live a lot of stuff on my new Battle Cam channel, okay? It's Battle Cam /, the_morning_pint. Check it out there. From here on out, not all the time, but we'll put a lot of podcasts, we'll broadcast them live on Battlecam, and we'll be reporting live from LA Live and other places around Southern California, and moving these things forward. There's also another project, big things to come. I'm working on the proposal right now for the Red Card District. It's going to be our project covering Euro 2012. It's going to be a full comprehensive project. If anyone wants to be a part of it, it's open. I'm open to people coming in to help. I've already got a lot of spots filled. If you're interested, don't come to me and tell me you want to talk about Spain or France, because I got fucking 5 for each of those, and really, I'm only supposed to have, not supposed to. I fucking make the rules for this project. It's my shit. I'm planning on only having 2 contributors per. So, if you want to write an article about one of those teams, if you give me an article, fuck it. The first people to give me good, polished articles will go up. I don't care. If you want to write about France and send me the shit. Send the shit to my email at morningpint@gmail.com. Okay? Send it there. Talk to me. Contact me on Twitter or Facebook. You can go to the Facebook page at The Morning Pint. Battlecam. Battlecam's a shit. I had a good meeting with Alki David. This guy's a hustler. He's a big player. Baller, 90210, 9021 Go. His company's filmon.com. The website we're using is battlecam.com. We'll be broadcasting all of our shit through there because you know what? There's no rules on Battlecam. It's unfiltered, uncensored, just the way the pint likes to do it. So, check us there. Check it all out. And I'll be back with you guys live soon. And check the space. There's a big project in the works. I've got a couple other podcasts that are coming out also. So, the project for Euro 2012, like I said, is the Red Card District. You can follow that on Twitter at Red Card District. But the T in district is a 1. There's a weed dispensary shop that has in Denver, Colorado, that has Red Card District. So either they're going to start supplying me with weed, or they're going to do something to fucking hook me up, or maybe they'll give me the handle. So who knows? We'll see how it goes. We are working on the project. I've already recorded a few segments for the inaugural LA Rising podcast, which the name may change because I don't want to fucking deal with, there was already a show called LA Rising. If you guys have ideas of what a good one would be, let me know, send it to me on Twitter, and we will go from there. And there'll be a LA sports podcast. There's the Pintcast, and there's a couple other things in the works. One of them's going to be a stock podcast. Basically it's going to be a label, and we're going to have a family of podcasts underneath the Morning Pint. So big things are ahead, and hopefully you guys get in and fucking get on the bottom floor, and let's go to the top. All right, thank you guys for listening. I'll be back later, although I'll see if I can get this uploaded now, but we'll be back later with more content. If you guys hear this, check it out. Check us out on iTunes, like I said. You know, if you're hearing this on the site, you can search for us on iTunes at The Morning Pint. All of the other podcasts I'll be doing will all be posted through that feed. So check it out. Watch this space. Thank you, Joseph, for chatting with me today. And we'll go from there. And, we're going to handle business. Come down to LA Live. We'll be down there all day today. I'm going to try to get this posted. This is Saturday, April 28th. We recorded this. We watched Arsenal versus Stoke Rugby Club. Later, there are playoff hockey games. The LA Kings will be playing. The Dodgers are playing tonight. There's all sorts of shit. So, what was that?
NBA?
And there's NBA playoff games, but it's not the Lakers, not today. So we'll be covering all that stuff. We'll be covering that stuff for the LA Rising or the LA Sports Project that we're doing. And, yeah, good times. Anyone wants to come out? Also, if you guys have any companies or anyone that's interested in sponsoring, contact me because this is going places and you know, I gotta get new equipment, and I'm faking it till I make it. I don't have the money yet. The bankroll's not there, but the ambition's there. So we need some of that long dollar to make some shit happen. I need a camera. I need an iPad. You know, I need girls in bikinis. You know, I need, who fucking knows? We need some shit. So check it out. We'll catch you guys later, and yeah, keep it real and get in there. Thank you.